This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This week's Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight brings us to the football program. We're talking with Mercer County senior running back and linebacker Peyton Seedam. Golden Eagles 1-1 so far in 2024. So we'll start with just kind of a progress report and how things are coming along heading into week three, Peyton.
Yeah, I think we've made a pretty big progress from week one to week two based on just like sheer mistakes. Week one, obviously, that second half was really rough. Mistakes, people getting hurt. Stuff like that. I think we cleaned that up a little bit week two, but there's obviously still a lot of stuff to clean up before this week.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, kind of turning the page from week one to week two. I think a big win over Sherrard for sure, especially with how the game went, you know, rallying from down 14-0 early to go on and win 34-14. So for you, what do you think changed or maybe were the biggest keys to scoring those 34 unanswered points to close out the game and end up winning by a wide margin?
I think it really shows how resilient our group is between our senior leaders and even our junior quarterback, John Baldwin. I think he was really resilient, being that he's never played varsity before and being able to come back from down 14 and, like you said, put up 34 unanswered points.
So especially on defense, I think, you know, the way that game ended, it was a great sign holding Sherrard scoreless over the final three quarters after they scored, I think, on two of their first three drives. So to you, as, you know, one of the inside linebackers on the team's defense, what did you specifically see on the defensive side of the ball that maybe was better or was working more across the second, third, and fourth quarters against Sherrard as opposed to, you know, the first quarter and, like you said, the second half in week one?
I think they just came out faster than us. I think that's all of what it was. They were ready to go, and maybe we were a little sluggish to start, and then, you know, I think we went three and out maybe, and then a fumble, and then, you know, it's hard to play defense when you're in your own red zone the whole time. So I think they just came out faster and they got that good start, but then I think we eventually settled in.
So as we mentioned off the top, you know, you play both sides of the ball, both as a running back and then as a linebacker defensive, a little bit as a quarterback so far. We'll get to that in a moment too. So I guess, you know, is there any specific type of preparation you do to try to get ready to basically play every snap if you can? I know, especially early in the season, it's hot a lot of times. I think the temperature will be a little higher again this weekend. So what does the preparation look like, you know, knowing that basically I'm going to have to play every snap offensively and defensively if I can make it through?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's just being mentally prepared to do it and obviously pounding fluids and good nutrition all week. I mean, to prevent cramps, but I think a lot of, as we all know, that doesn't always happen, so...
So now, as we mentioned a moment ago there, you've had to play quarterback a few drives this season because of a couple of injuries. So how comfortable with that are you? And you told me before we started that you haven't played quarterback before. So how has that kind of transition went where you're like, okay, I'll be the backup quarterback if we need it? And how comfortable are you in that position?
Yeah, I mean, I think once you're out there, it's not really uncomfortable because you don't have time to like think about that. You just have to go do it. It almost started, it was like kind of funny almost at practice. We just kind of like, I had no idea of it, and Coach Malik just kind of threw me out there, and we just tried it because we don't really have a true backup. You know, we have a freshman playing quarterback for the JV, and, you know, we don't want to throw those guys out into the varsity realm yet, I guess.
So for you, I guess, I've noticed, though, that the couple times you've been out there, you haven't thrown a pass yet. Is that something you think you can do if you need to, or is it basically more of a run-oriented attack if you got to play quarterback?
You know, I think I could if we needed to, but hopefully we don't have to worry about that.
Okay, and then just speaking about, you know, playing for the Mercer County football program, I know there's a lot of tradition, you know, built in over Aledo and then into the Mercer County days. Just a little bit for you about personally, you know, what it's meant. I know this is your senior year. Being a part of the program for 4 years now, as you start to, I guess, kind of wind down over the next, you know, 7+ weeks, hopefully, of your senior year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been something that's a part of everyone's life that goes to school here. You know, you grow up being a little kid going to the games, and you see that. You see the walk down the hill. You hear the band, which is awesome, every Friday night. And I think that's just something that means a lot. And I'm really going to try and take it all in these last 2 months or so, hopefully more.
Yeah, and part of that tradition, I know this year is kind of special because you get the, you know, relationship back with a lot of the local schools with the move to the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. Of course, in all the other sports, you play them, but in football, it's been, you know, I should say, talked about, you know, playing Sherrard. It was the first time in 19 years that Sherrard had been to Aledo to play. I know, you know, later in the season, you get to play Rock Ridge again, which people are excited about. Got to play Monmouth Roseville, Orion this week. So just for you, I mean, have you noticed any difference in terms of just maybe excitement around the games with getting to play the local schools here early on in the season?
Oh, absolutely. I think it means a lot deeper. just because you're familiar with everybody, you know people, you're familiar with people in the different communities, and it's more of a rivalry based thing. I feel like the weeks at practice are a lot more intense just because you know what's coming on Friday night compared to going to like West Hancock on a Friday night last year.
So we were talking before we started a little bit about, you know, the game with Orion this week, and I said I feel like they're probably kind of an interesting team to prepare for just because there really is nobody who throws it as much or probably as well as they do, to be honest. So looking ahead to Friday's matchup with Orion, both teams 1-1, I think another pretty big game for Mercer County and for Orion too, of course. So just a little brief preview of a game with the Chargers this week that I think should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty interesting. We absolutely have to be ready to go from the first whistle. Can't fall down 14-0 to those guys. Hard to play from behind anyways, but the way they throw the ball and how randomly they'll just come out and wishbone and run the ball, you know, we have to be prepared to adjust at any given moment.
All right, that's Mercer County senior Peyton Seedam joining us. Golden Eagles off to a 1-1 start in football in 2024, playing on the road at Orion this Friday night. Peyton, thank you for talking with us, sir. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Thank you, Ty.